Hopalong Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. Amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. This famous hero thrills his 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hopalong Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And now, another exciting story of the early West. Melody of Murder. The morning sun swept over the ragged peaks of the distant range. A stagecoach rolls along the dusty, narrow road bound for Pleasantville. Looking very pale from the constant rocking is California Carlson. Hopalong Cassidy at his side is pretending not to notice his pal's plight. The other passenger, a Chinese gentleman and evidently a scholar, dozes peacefully in his seat.
Doggone it, Hoppy. Riding this stage is worse than trying to ride a steer.
Getting seasick, California?
Well, no, but you're kind of losing interest in the scenery.
Well, next time we take this trip, Hopper will be in shape and we'll ride in style.
Yeah. Wonder who our Oriental friend is.
Why?
He ain't said a word. Looks like he's good as scared that every minute's going to be the next.
Your profound interest in me is very flattering, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you heard me.
No offense, Messenger.
Being the sole occupants of this conveyance, perhaps we should know each other better. My name is Wong Lee.
Well, Mr. Wong, my name is Cassidy. Hop along, Cassidy, and this is California Carlson.
Oh, you are cattlemen?
Why, yes, but our spread's 100 miles from here. The bar 20.
Hey, aren't we going a little too fast?
Yeah, I noticed it myself. And look, get a few turns just ahead. Get a call to the driver.
Perhaps the driver fell asleep.
Driver. Hey, driver.
He don't answer.
Hang on, it's too late.
We got to run him over. Come on, come on.
California, you all right?
Good. Wait till I feel my ribs. Feels like I've been dragged through Texas.
Look, our Oriental friend is out.
Do you think he's dead?
Wait a minute. No, he's been breathing. Get him out. Put that door open.
Take his legs. We'll lay him on the ground.
Easy now, California.
Just easy now.
He's so heavy for so small a man.
There. Get that canteen there. I'll be sure.
Here. Maybe a drink or...
What's wrong, Hoppy? Little stuffed bag around his neck. Look. $1,000 bills.
Well, I never did see one of them up close.
I'll tie it up.
I bet this room driver had something to do with this. I'll give him...
California, save your breath. We don't have a driver. Those horses were running away.
No driver?
And look at the stagecoach.
I wonder how it happened.
Well, it wasn't an accident, California. Looks like we were hurt.
Broke clear through like matchsticks.
Not broken through, sawed through. And I aim to find out why.
And our story, Melody of Murder. Hoppy and his pal, California, were taking the stage to Pleasantville when the stage turned over going around hairpin bend. They discovered the driver was missing, and while caring for an injured Oriental passenger, found 10 $1,000 bills wadded up in a felt bag around his neck. Upon inspecting the stage closer, Hoppy learned that several spokes in the stage wheel had been sawed through. It is 2 hours later in a hotel room in Pleasantville.
Where is it?
Hey, let me in.
Come on, get in here.
Where's the cash?
I didn't get it.
I said, where's the cash?
Oh, help me, bud. Something happened.
Let me tell you.
You set up your buzzard base. That was Cassidy's fault.
Who's Cassidy?
Hop along, Cassidy.
You mean he told you?
No. I slugged the driver like he told me before. They come to hairpin turn, and the horses run away, and the sod spokes let go, but I couldn't get to the money because Cassidy was with him. I stayed hidden in the rocks, and I rode in the back way.
I stand to lose my spread, my beef, the whole setup.
A good boss to drop. Why, I ought to run away. It ain't too late, Red. The Oriental's got a room here in the hotel.
I've
got
to get that money.
And don't forget my cut.
This guy's relative, what runs the laundry, knows this fellow's going to buy a ranch.
Oh, selling him yours?
Yeah, you'll think so. But after things over the door, he won't have no need for a ranch.
Mm-hmm. What about me?
Well, Pete, I'll tell you. After the way you boxed up for him in Spook.
Oh, yeah, I see. We do, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that don't make me mad. Because I got a better way of getting the dough without selling a phony ranch.
I tell you, Sheriff, them spokes were sawed through slick as butter. Somebody tried to kill us.
Yes, sure looks like it. They picked up Woody Watson, the driver, this morning. Not on his head.
Did someone jump in from behind?
Woody says he don't remember things.
Well, somebody must have been after the Oriental's money.
Oh, yes, it was money.
Thousands of dollars.
Woody saw it. Anybody else know that?
No one else on the stage but us.
I wonder why he was packing so much with him.
Yeah, I wonder.
Got any ideas, Sheriff?
Well, I don't know. Last year, a fella came to town with a big bankroll. We found him out by the flat 2 months later. His money was gone. He'd been dead a week.
Did you find the killer?
Not exactly. I got suspicions, but no proof. A bartender heard him say he was in town to buy a red she was rich.
Maybe this here could be another of them deals.
What makes you say that, Sheriff?
Well, the same Cheever's in town again. I understand he's here in business.
Selling another ranch?
Could be. Yes, we'll take long to find out. He's bunking up at the hotel.
That's where Wong Lee stands. Might be interesting at that, Sheriff. Let's go.
I'll join you in the dining room right soon. I got a couple of little things to kind of clean up. But...
we'll take a look around over at the hotel. Maybe he's just ranchers. What'd you say his name is?
Red Cheever.
I'd like to meet the gent.
Yeah, good idea. He might interest us in buying this ranch.
Table.
I'd sure like to sit at that there one. Suppose I could look out and preach.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that table's reserved. Mr. Cheever's be off the mad.
Red Cheever?
Yes, sir.
This table's good enough, California.
Well, it ain't my fault, mister. I just work here.
And nobody said it was. Where's that paper with the vittles on it?
You mean the menu?
That's right.
Well, I'll get you one, but I can tell you what we have just to see.
Doggone, Hoppy, this dining room is sure all fitted out in style.
Yeah, music and everything. That fella plays pretty good.
Yeah, where's the darn piano?
And those potted plants.
Yeah, music ain't gonna take the place of food. Where's that darn deal gone? Come on here, let's have some grub.
California, I'm ashamed of you.
You calling me, friend? Is there something I can do for you?
No, my friend here doesn't like to wait for his food.
Well, I don't blame him. The service here is brutal.
You sure wish he'd come back?
Well, I'll take your order, but hurry up. Because if the boss don't hear that piano going every minute, he thinks he's getting cheated.
That piano sounds mighty good. First class shape, too.
Oh, you play a piano?
Me? Not anymore.
He used to could, though, when he was a little button.
Well, it's all in keeping him in shape, you know. I retired it and I ain't tuned it myself, and it's always first class.
How about some ham and eggs, California?
You two seem just fine. And there's only one more thing.
Yeah?
Get them here pronto.
Yeah, well, I'll have the girl bring them. I gotta get right back and get to work.
California, look who's coming in. Long green, sorry. We're red-headed couple. Red Cheever, but my name isn't Cassidy. I'd like to know what's going on. Let's walk over to the bar.
Yeah.
How's this, Cassidy?
I reserved this table, Mr. Wong.
You are a very considerate person, Mr. Cheever.
I ain't much for talking. I'm right straight out and fair. You need them across the board. The price is 10,000 for water rights, brazen, and 200 hills.
Your description is excellent. But as I told you in my letter, I must see before I buy.
Well, you see, I'm making it low, because I want to clean everything up today so that I can see a sick sister in Denver.
You have the title for Longley to see?
The title? Oh, well, I can get that quick, but Maybe you ain't got $10,000.
You can't have it wrong.
Wong Lee keeps his word. Proof is in the seal. Here, in this little silk bag.
$10,000, man.
I do not make idle talk, my friend. Observe.
$1,000 bill.
That's the gal is still busy back there, sir. Hey, is that real gold?
Out of here, you cattle bumpkin.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it.
So you see, the money is here. But I must be sure.
Yes, well, I'll go get the boundary map, the water right, and the timing itself, and I'll meet you in the room in 5 minutes.
Very well. I shall be willing to consider this.
This is the bank of Eaton, now, California. Mr. Wong is a very clever businessman.
Well, that there grub was mighty good, Happy. Could have used a few more eggs in it, though.
Listen. That was one of the first cases I played when I took the elevator.
When you was just a little button, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of years ago. Certainly brings back my boyhood days. The early days on the old bar 20.
Yeah. Yeah, we should be getting back to the bar 20 with these harnesses. The stage leaves tonight.
Yeah, looks like we wasted half an hour evening here, California.
Sure, I'll be glad to get outside where I can hear something besides that piano playing. Why, he ain't let up for 20 minutes.
He's probably tired of it, too. He sounds like it.
Poppy, hear that?
Someone screaming.
Sounded like in the hotel.
You're right, California. Come on.
There goes the clerk up the stairs.
And that's where we're going, too.
The sheriff's just coming in the front door. Come on, Hoppy. Let him go.
Be right with you, Sheriff.
Up to me, Sam.
Right behind you, Sheriff.
Oh, he's in there. He's fine. He's dead. I left in the garden over the arms.
All right, lady. Get to one side.
What's wrong?
He went in his room just 5 minutes ago.
All right, kid. All right. We'll talk to you in a minute. Now close the door.
Well, he's gone for sure, Sheriff.
Whoever did it didn't waste time getting what they wanted. The little silk money bag is also gone.
Before we continue, here is a word from your announcer. Back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Melody of Murder. A Chinese gentleman by the name of Wong Ling was injured slightly when the stagecoach in which he was riding with Hoppy in California was wrecked. While Hoppy was aiding Mr. Wong, he discovered a small felt bag containing several $1,000 bills. Wong Ling met a character by the name of Cheevers in the hotel dining room to discuss buying a ranch and made an appointment with Cheevers for 5 minutes later. An appointment with death.
All right, just go on, Mr. Davis.
Well, I brought some blankets about 5 minutes after the gentleman went in his room. And when he didn't answer the door, he let in.
I saw Wong Ling lying here. That did wound Hoppy. Look to you like a gunshot?
I don't think so, Sheriff. The size is right, but no one heard a shot. Looks like we're going to find a weapon made out of metal with a small hole in it.
Did anyone have gone down in the back stairs?
Well, I was kidding, sir.
Well, Hoppy, looks like we saw his back. The fella could be 20 miles from here by now.
Or he could still be right here in the hotel. We can find out by checking with the clerk. I'd say the killer knows his way around this hotel mighty well.
Well, we ain't tired of seeing yet, Hoppy. This is the last room.
Yeah.
Nope. Nobody in here. Sir, I never saw such an empty hotel before.
Wait. Somebody's out in the sun without his hat. Or he's around somewhere.
Yeah, I see it. He's lying on that washstand.
Come with me, Sheriff, and I see what's in this clothes closet. Lose something, mister? Well, come on.
I'm not silly. Sergeant. I'm hiding very quick with all the little old gentlemen.
What are you doing in here? Whose room is it?
I don't know. I hear a lady scream. Lily, try quick noon.
That's your hat?
I not wear a hat. That belongs to mine.
What me?
I not see. I run in room as fast. Something hit Lily on her head. Oh, belly by the bump. See?
You got a pretty good clout there.
You sure you didn't get the clout in Wong's room when you were taking the money?
No, no. I not steal. Wong, my nephew. He's a very good man.
This hat, belongs to a fellow with a pretty big head. There's some initials in the band.
Oh, thank you. Can you make them out?
Simply J.C.
It is just like I thought.
You know. You not making Lee Ling go to jail?
No, don't you get to go. Hold on, wait a minute. Arguing ain't going to do you any good. It looks mighty bad for you, hiding this way, Ling. So sure you're telling the truth.
Oh, yes. I not tell you lies.
Lee Ling. Your nephew had $10,000 not over half an hour ago.
I know. I call on his nephew. We have a talk. He say I'm a good man. Look, he give me $1,000 for my birthday.
Golly, it sure is. A $1,000 bill.
Where the rest of them ring?
No, no. I got no more. He tell me go on. He talk with man about he buy ranch. He make a bargain.
He laugh.
He said, man, think he's fool.
You left, and what were you doing until you heard the scream?
I was standing on the stair and listened to pretty piano music in the dining room go, dong, 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 dong.
Oh, that's enough of that, old man. I'm hitting you, really.
No, no. I have to tell you all the truth. No, don't really.
You are taking him in, Sheriff?
Yep. Then we'll go to the coroner's office and locate a ranch.
Ranch?
Mm-hmm. And when we locate the ranch, we'll maybe find a head to fit this hat. Come on, Lily.
Let him put up that six gun. How long have you been
here? I lit up when I heard that gal scream.
You know, I thought you was dumb when you botched that stage race. I got a hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did a clean job. And you're in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched the blacksmith shop. Saw him take up a Chinese lantern in his ear. Looks like we're in the clear.
I don't get you, Peter. I'm only here to see that I get my share of that money.
Well, I'm willing. You sure deserve a half of it.
Well, doggone it, you fooled me. I was aiming to take it out of your hide.
Oh, boy, I'm a square fella, please. Come on, get it out, you. Take our cup and hit the turn.
Get what out?
What a money you took over that Chinese for.
Me? Well, I thought you had it.
Well, you double cluck. Yellow devil. Where's your double money? I gotta find it. You hit the trail. I'm facing a
hell of a devil. Blame the nose on your face, Hoplow. It's cheapers and you mean to get it.
It'll be all right, Sheriff. That doggone little bump on Lane's head weren't born again.
Why should Lane Lee take only one pill?
The way I see it, he's small.
And Cheever's only give him one of them for his share. Why should he get Cheever's name?
Well, he could have just had an old shotgun and happy my own bring up something for my reason.
I don't envy him, Sheriff. I'm as mixed up as you are.
Just over this ride, you can shoot the cannon.
Then we better be mighty careful, too. Smoking this redhead out is a man's job.
Sir, I'm just the man to do it, too. But be careful with that, sir. I want this over in line. Get down. He's trying to shoot his way out. He's hitting that horse over yonder with a couple more.
I've got to wing him before he gets to that horse.
He's double happy. That's good shooting.
He's quitting. He's got one arm up. Come on.
Don't try any tricks, Cheevers.
Oh, no, I ain't taking for that, Cheevers. I'll take that six, Cheevers.
Two for the sheriff.
Two. Who's Steve?
He's in the house. I tried to bring him in, but he fought me. I think he's done for us.
Nah, he's better off than you are, Cheevers.
I didn't kill Wong.
Somebody did. Somebody who knew he had the money. And someone who knew where his room was.
That's right, Happy. I'm getting this Lee Ling fella and Cheevers together. And one of them is going to be bucketed. trouble you, Hoppy. Then I'm going to put that laundry apart until I find that little fake bag of money.
You're pretty sure you got the right man, Jeff?
Sure. She was a queen for doing away with that fella in the cabin, anyhow.
Doggone it, a fella gets the worst service in this dining room. Hey, how about some grub?
Yeah, I'm sure much obliged for help, Hoppy.
Jeff, we're just about to close up, and I don't know where the waitress is.
Oh, but we're plumb starved.
Well, I guess we could give you a little something. What did it do?
Eggs so high, with a slab of bacon on top.
That's good enough for me.
Sheriff? No, I ain't eaten yet. I'm going to have a little talk with the desk clerk. Maybe he knows what time this balloon fella went upstairs.
So, Eddie, how about a little music with the bacon loose?
Well, it's, kind of late.
Just one more tune. It's, relaxing.
Well, I guess I could. You must like music.
I do. You know, Eddie, I took piano lessons when I was a kid.
Lessons? You're different than me. I never learned a note in my life. You know, music just comes natural, like.
Well, hurry up with that grub, will you?
Yeah, I'll be ready in a minute. Ready of it,
Jeff. Hey, you know, Hoppy, that little fella never said where he was after he left the old man's room.
He just don't remember. Sitting on the stairs listening to the piano music.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
I wonder.
Think he was lying?
Huh? Oh, excuse me, telephone.
You know, Hoppy, I'm sorry for one thing. I never got to meet that coyote who saw them spooks in the scene. I never got to meet... You ain't listening.
I'm listening, but not to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the sheriff, California. I think we can hand in his killer.
Along Cassidy.
Well, what this California says about the killer? You know darn well I already got him.
I think I'm right, Sheriff. Come on. Eddie.
Huh?
Give the sheriff some money.
Money? What money?
That little silk bag of money you took from Wong when you killed him.
Well, I didn't kill nobody. I was playing the piano when he was killed. I got proof.
Happy, I don't see how.
Take off the front of the piano, Sheriff.
No, leave it alone. No, leave it alone.
I think you'll find it hidden behind a couple of strings on the sounding board, Sheriff.
Okay.
I don't like nobody messing around with my piano. Go on, I ain't done nothing.
This is just a hunch, Eddie.
Wait a minute. It is just a piano. It's just the way. It's
Yes,
here we are.
Well, I didn't get it. Well, I'll be
hornswoggled.
Well, where did that come from?
There's no. Jim?
Yes, young lady. We're just finding out what made a bum note.
Bum note? Well, it was all right this afternoon when I was practicing.
Well, she wasn't even around.
Then you were the one who played that little exercise.
Sure. Eddie let me practice now and then. I'm learning notes out of the book.
Well, you sniveling little...
Come on, Eddie. Come on, save your breath. You need it for climbing some steps to a hangman.
That blasted girl up in a yacht.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing much. He's just going to jail for murder.
Oh, I see. He just...
Don't take time to figure that out, girlie. Just go get our ham and eggs.
All right. You cowpokes are all crazy.
Hoppy, how did you know it wasn't Eddie playing the piano during the killing?
Eddie himself told me when he said he never took a lesson. The music we heard during the murder was an exercise.
So it was the girl practicing, eh? But how did you know to take the friend off the piano?
Because Eddie took pride in his piano. And I knew it wasn't neglect that caused that bum note. It was a hidden money bag.
Well, I'll be darned. Eddie's music was his alibi and his giveaway.
That's right, California. One rotten apple spoils a barrel. And one bum note spoils a murderer's scheme.